Welcome to Christ's Blessing here on the 19th day of March, and we are fully marching into spring here. I can tell you that it is just an absolutely glorious. So, while we are here, I see that there are several people who want to talk, and I'm going to open some calls. Tony, I see that you're on, but let's see, you weren't in the queue, so you left the queue. Anyone else who wants to come back and talk, just it's star six and then one. I guess you gave up on me. All right, there you are, Tony, and you are on. Well, I thought you were. We're getting you on. Everything is slow today. Come on, my dear computer. Don't do this to me. All right. Tony, did you have your, did you by any chance have your phone muted? I'm going to try. Okay, here we go. We have a caller from area code 903, and you're on.
Yes, Glenda, it's Ben.
Hi, Ben. Great to hear from you. Ben, did you want to ask for a blessing?
Yes, I could use a healing blessing for myself today.
Just oh, good.
To take care of myself.
You're on my list. But then you're always on my list. And I know that in the background you'll be playing some angelic music for us. So I'll see if I can get Tony back on the call. Tony, it just doesn't, I'm not sure you have you star sixed and then one and unmuted your phone?
Yeah, hi. I just said it could ask.
Okay, there you are.
Hi. Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much. You know, the classes that you've been doing are wonderful. Especially the one on forgiveness in the fall was fantastic. And the one you just had was wonderful. So I was very excited to see the announcement about the upcoming class. I'm sure you'll mention it. But I also wanted to mention, because it's the equinox, and there's a bunch of really amazing alignments with the equinox. And equinox is always a time, it's a very powerful turning point and, you know, resonates really strongly with the eastern point in the wheel, the eastern direction. So I just want to acknowledge that and, you know, blessing for the whole world to take advantage of the energy of this turning point for spring equinox.
Oh, that's a great idea. And let's just keep that in our hearts as we move into this blessing. We're almost at the equinox. Between our two Sundays, we're going to bridge over it. And it's a great time to think about peace. It's a great time to think about harmony. And it's a great time to have some conversations with your guardian angel. The angels always are aligned to the east. And so it's a great time to talk to your angels early in the morning when the sun's coming up. It's a great time to talk with nature when the earth is in balance. And, of course, it's always a great time to have conversations with God and with Yeshua and the Holy Spirit. But thank you for mentioning that, Tony. And since you did bring up the subject, I'll just go ahead and let everybody know we have now formulated our newest seminar, our seminar for spring, and it will be running through the entire month of April, beginning April the 2nd, skipping over Easter Sunday, of course, and then ending on the 30th of April. And this webinar is focused upon, actually the title is, The Power of Understanding. I think that we can all appreciate that power, but it's something that's very, very hard to describe or learn how to deliberately, consciously cultivate. We all know that when we've been in a back and forth conversation with someone, tons of misunderstanding, we all know when we come to an understanding, it's palpable. It's something we feel. We actually feel it in our heart, in our body. Our mind feels clear, and all of the tension just goes away. And I have really, really studied this subject for a long time. Well, longer than you might think, because my first professional career was a university professor. And I was always struggling with how do I convey not information, because they're going to forget about that 2 weeks after the course is over. How do I convey understanding? It was a big deal for me. It's something that I really, really pondered on and I took seriously. And I would get very creative about ways of drawing analogies between what I taught in class and what I felt was relevant to the student's life. Then, as I began to be a professional artist, you'd be surprised how much understanding is an issue for an artist. You think an artist just expresses themselves. But the fact is, no matter what you put on the canvas, or if you're a musician, no matter what score you write that you play on your harp or your piano or your saxophone, whatever you play, or if you're a writer, it's pointless if you don't have a sense that somebody will understand you. And of course, this was the most valuable side for me as an artist of studying art history, because it gave me a chance to gain understanding of what Michelangelo was creating, what Leonardo da Vinci was creating, what Rembrandt was actually saying that was greater. You know, he did many, many self-portraits. But these self-portraits were all communications about not just the way he physically looked, but his perspective on life. And how did he achieve that understanding? It's quite a mystery. I would have to say that second after love, understanding is the most important thing for our life. We can live with those we love. We've lived with them maybe all of our life if they're a parent or they're our children. We're talking about a lifetime of experience. And then all of a sudden, one day, you're surprised when one of your family members says, "You just don't understand me. You don't understand a thing about me." And you're scratching your head and going, "What is it I don't understand?" And what you're referencing as you do that is you're thinking about the realities you share. And you've known this person. You know their reality. You know their viewpoints. You know their friends. You know their hangouts. You know their talents, their abilities, their goals in life, et cetera, et cetera. You know all these things that have to do with reality. You have shared affections and love. You got that down. Okay. You communicate, maybe not sometimes as well as you'd like to, but you do communicate. Maybe over a long period of time you've communicated and you wonder, what haven't we said to each other? What wasn't said? And you can't even think of a thing you haven't said to each other. And here, this loved one says, "You don't understand me. You don't have the slightest clue where I'm coming from." And that sounds like something a teenager would say. But I've actually had my mother say that to me, especially as she was getting older. She was changing, and her perspectives on life were changing. And I'm not saying that she was not of sound mind, but she was going through changes, hormonal changes, environmental changes, just the changes that go along with aging and different priorities, different perspectives in life, and so on. So it's a really big deal to cope with what is understanding. And I think it's something that we have all really taken for granted way too much. Let's, big example, big, huge example. Why do you think there are hundreds of Christian denominations of churches within one body of Christ? All these different understandings about the very, very same scripture. How could there all be different understandings? What's going on? What's happening? What causes us to think the way we think, that we come up with these different understandings? And how, what would the world be like if we really could understand each other? You know, we think what the world would be like if we could all love each other, but that's that's almost heaven. You know, getting to the point where we all love each other, that's virtually heaven. But what if we could just understand each other? I mean, think about it. That's the Super Bowl. You know, that's the Super Bowl of life. If we could just get to the point of understanding. How many times have you presented a new idea, let's just say, either to a teacher or your boss or your senior partner in a business, or your partner in life, and you think it's a really good idea, but you're afraid they're not gonna understand what you've got to say, and you sweat over it, and you think about it, and you work on your proposal, and you think, okay, how is the best way to present this? I don't want to be misunderstood. We've all been there. Everybody, we've all been there, and we really, really sweat over that subject. Understanding. Why? Because it's the make-break point between moving forwards or getting a logjam or maybe even having a moment of hostility and moving backwards. What do we do with this enormous power called understanding? Have you ever seen a college course on it? I haven't. There should be. I've looked and looked around the web for coaching seminars on it. Don't find them. There should be. Well, we're doing it. And no matter what you do with your life, in your life, whether you're single and happily single, whether you're single looking for a partner, whether you're married happily, or whether you need some work on it, if you're in a business or you're employed, whatever you're doing, whatever your life effort is, you can't get along without understanding. I mean, really, really, truly, you can get along in life by just being love, by being a loving person who is fortunate enough and privileged enough to have a few people love you and you love a few people. You really can get by with that. You can't get by without understanding. I'm serious. You can't. You could read the label. You could read the label on a bottle of milk, a carton of milk. And if you don't understand what those ingredients mean, you might as well not read the label. You could pick up a bottle of vitamins, read the ingredients. You can see, okay, there's B12, B6, C, there's D, what? Do you have the slightest understanding? Okay, you could say, well, yeah, I do, Glenda, because I studied about supplements and nutrients, and I'm an educated person on that. Okay, you are. And I accept that. I am too. But was it only information you gathered about vitamin C? Or was it understanding you gained about vitamin C? And what's the difference? Well, here's the difference. If you just gained information about vitamin C, you'll learn about how it can strengthen your immune system. You will learn about... You have to get new supplies of it every day. That's an important thing that you learn from information. You'll learn about how many milligrams to take daily for a healthy intake, and you'll learn that if you take in too much, you're probably going to have a diarrhea problem because it will most definitely liquefy the colon. And it might even cause a few other problems. So you'll get information, that information will guide you in the correct use of it. Well, what's the understanding? What understanding goes along with it? Okay, you take the vitamin C, and all of a sudden, with understanding, it's not just information, it doesn't just stay in your mind. All of a sudden, your body is saying, oh, good, there comes my daily dose of vitamin C. And it gets all revved up, and it gets ready to use it. And it starts feeling the sunshine in the vitamin C, or especially if it's combined with D, which is the sunshine vitamin. And it begins to synthesize. It doesn't just take information from the brain or the mind. It knows what to do with it. It begins to synthesize these vitamins and take them into the cells of your body and know what to do with them in the cells of your body. You see, understanding carries with it the power of life, and that's the difference. Information only carries the power of the mind. Understanding carries the power of life. Let's think back to these disagreements we've had with others, and your friend or family member will say, well, yes, but you don't understand. This is where, you know, I had, let's just say it's a conversation between a man and his wife, and he says, yes, honey, I know I'm late, but I really needed to stop by the auto shop, and when I stopped by there, my friend had been having some trouble with his help, and I thought I could give him some advice, and he had some other problems, and I gave him some advice on that. And the wife is still frowning because dinner got cold, and she's frowning. And then all of a sudden he gets it, and he says, "Oh, I'm so sorry, honey. I should have texted you, or I should have called you and let you know, so you could keep the dinner warm." Then she's happy. Okay? Life between the two of them is restored. The moment when that life between two people is restored, that's when understanding happens. See, she didn't care about the facts. She didn't distrust her husband. It's not like she thought he was out doing something wrong. It's just she didn't care about the facts. What she didn't understand is why he didn't care enough about her and her dinner not to call her. See, understanding, and it's just like me as a teacher. With my students, I care about what's going on in their life, and I'll draw parallels between what I'm teaching and what the football team is doing, or what what parties are on the campus that weekend, and what season it is, and I'll draw parallels to life. Because that's what understanding is about. It's about life. That's why you can't live without it. And that's why it's the next best thing to love. Life is really love in action. And so we can't always get to the source of the love we see around us. But actually, I tell you, when you look around this beautiful earth, you see, whether it's grass or trees or shrubs or just breeze, anything, you have to think about how much love is behind all of that. How much love had to happen for that life to be in action? Every single energy wave of life originated with love. Now do you see how much this has to do with the blessing? I intended really to make this our blessing inspiration today because, because the love of Christ brings more life into your mind, heart, soul, and body. The life spirit, the living spirit of the Holy Spirit brings more understanding to you about life. When you have more understanding about life, you can deal with life. You can cope with life. You can do more with life. You can do something about your problems. And the grace of God is nothing but the purest love and the most magnificent understanding of everything. I think this is really, really why we pray. We know that of all of existence, the only one we can count on to understand us is God. We go to God for understanding. And whether we say he, she, or just God, we know that when we pray, we will be understood. And I really think that at least half the miracles of prayer come from knowing that we were understood. I see this all the time in my counseling sessions. I'll just listen for the most part. I'll have a dialogue. We'll have a dialogue and I'll get acquainted with them and acquainted with their problems. A little bit of back and forth, but then I mostly listen. And the reason I'm listening is because I know the most important thing I can give to that person is understanding. And the moment someone actually understands them, everything gets better. Everything gets better. And that's what it's all about. It's not about me or any other counselor you ever go to see fixing your problems or telling you what to do. It's about someone actually understanding you. You could change your life in marvelous ways simply with understanding. And it's not always being understood. It's also understanding others. In our last webinar, the focus was the only way out is up. Well, that's really because on the ground floor where we live most of our life, there's really too little understanding. But as we climb the ladder of inspiration, guidance, vertical ascent up to higher places, we just have a broader perspective. And we just naturally do understand more. But what if you could also understand more around you? So that's what we're going to take up next. But in the blessing, which we need to focus on now, because we're getting to that time where we didn't have any more people come on the board, so I would just assume that everyone is just here to receive a blessing. And to all those who are here, just know that you will be blessed. And that blessing will radiate out from you to everyone in your life. Everyone, just because you have received the energy of Christ, the love of Christ. And it was really described in many ways. that the Holy Spirit was our, he said when he was preparing the apostles that he would be leaving them, he said, but I will send the counselor who will answer your questions and give you guidance. In other words, he was attributing to the Holy Spirit the power of understanding that would bring to the apostles and to all that would follow, including you and I, the power of understanding. So that's very much part of the blessing, and it's very much part of what we will be learning more about in our coming week. And I have the sweetest little female cardinal sitting outside my window, sitting there looking in at me, almost as if she's saying, do you think I could get in on this for just a few minutes? Yes, my darling cardinal, you can. So, we are going to be offering this blessing to the whole world, to the planet, the animals, the sweet little cardinal female outside my window, to each one of you. Let us begin. Be seated. Be comfortable in your seat. Just let your attention fall into your heart, your arms and your legs uncrossed, and be ready to receive the energy of Christ and the energy of the Holy Spirit. Yeshua, we thank you for your love above all else. We thank you for coming and granting to us the power to understand one another and to seek understanding. We thank you for your healing, your courage, your hope, your faith, and all of the inspirations you give us for living our life more fully and more completely every day, seeking the higher ground and seeking to do the best we can for the greatest good we can. All these things we ask in your blessed name. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Your blessing is complete. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Just be one with God. Love and blessings to you all. I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.